This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say a 28-year-old female gunman is responsible for a shooting at a private school that's left at least three students and three staff members dead, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Police say the shooter opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, a Presbyterian school for preschool through sixth grade children. The woman died in a shootout with police. As the victims were rushed to an area children's hospital, their classmates were led out of the church school holding hands. Church grounds were filled with police officers in heavy vests and helmets carrying rifles. This mass shooting at a school comes as communities around the country are still reeling from similar incidents, including Uvalde, Texas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday announced a pause to divisive judicial reforms moving through Parliament. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The move comes after months of street rallies that drew tens of thousands of people. Netanyahu told the legislature, quote, out of a sense of national responsibility, out of a will to prevent a rupture among our people, I have decided to pause the second and third readings of the bill, end quote. This falls on the heels of the abrupt firing of his defense minister for challenging the judicial overhaul plan. Israel's main labor union called off a nationwide strike, with a spokesperson praising Netanyahu for the move and offering help in forming a reform with mutual agreement. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The White House said Monday the United States will not back away from its nearly eight-year-old deployment to Syria, where it's battling the remnants of the Islamic State, despite attacks on U.S. forces there last week by an Iran-backed militia. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met today with UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy Chief told Ukraine's president, it isn't getting any better. Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
In the U.S. southern states of Mississippi and Georgia, people are digging out from tornadoes that tore through parts of both states with up to 200-mile-per-hour winds. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At least 25 people were killed in Friday's Mississippi storms, where that EF4 tornado stretched for 59 miles, according to meteorologists. Volunteers like Jared Coons on the ground helping residents left homeless.
Everything I can see is in some state of destruction.
Now the southern plains and Midwest bracing for more severe storms Thursday and Friday, says National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer.
This kind of setup could produce severe storms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes.
Geyer says we're getting into prime season for tornadoes. I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan police fired tear gas and water cannons at stone-throwing supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga on Monday during a second week of protest against the government and high food prices, with one person shot dead in a western city. Odinga, who lost to Ruto in last August election, is seeking to channel frustrations about stubborn inflation into a durable movement against the president. Prince Harry is in court for a privacy suit against a tabloid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Harry's in at the High Court in London as the lawyer for a group of British tabloids prepares to ask a judge to toss out lawsuits by the Prince, Elton John, and several other celebrities who allege phone tapping and other invasions of privacy. The hearing's one of several lawsuits Harry, also known as the Duke of Sussex, has brought against the media. This one's expected to last 4 days. Harry's presence at the court is a sign of the importance he places on the case. The high-profile individuals are seeking damages for misuse of private information against Associated Newspapers. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Joe Ramsey.